So on Breitbart Radio, Steve Bannon says Trump is a great man. In Michael Wolff's book, he also says there is zero chance that Donald Trump Jr. didn't take the Russian delegation that visited Trump Tower in June 2016 to meet his father. Michael Wolff's book also has Steve Bannon calling that meeting treasonous. So let's get a deeper look at the Russia part of all this with NPR's national security editor, Phil Ewing. Hi there, Phil.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So first of all, I mean, about Steve Bannon's comments about Russia and that Donald Trump Jr. meeting, I mean, what are the implications if he's telling the truth about it?
Well, if that's technically strictly true, that's a game changer in this story, because Trump and his camp have maintained all along that there was nothing to this meeting, that it was a waste of time, as Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner have talked about it, and also that Trump himself was not aware that it took place and indeed not aware of the larger effort by the Russian government to make overtures to his campaign to run this whole wave of so-called active measures against the United States, including cyber attacks and agitation on social media and other aspects. And if, in fact, Trump Jr. took this delegation that he hosted in Trump Tower after receiving what was described as this offer of help from the Russian government up to meet Donald Trump himself, that puts him in the rooms with these delegates from these top Russian officials in Moscow who made that offer. And it means that his denial is not factual. Now, as we just heard on your show a moment ago, it's not clear how accurate this account is, how Bannon might have known that because this took place before he joined the campaign. But if it is, in fact, what he says, it's a big deal.
Right. So to your point about questions about Bannon's trustworthiness with the truth, let's step away from Steve Bannon for a second and talk about some other things regarding Russia and the Russia investigation. For example, the founders of the opposition research group Fusion GPS railed against the Russia investigation that House Republicans are leading. Now, Fusion GPS is the firm that created that secret but unverified dossier that alleges collusion between the Russians and the Trump team. What is that company saying now?
That's right. They have been beaten over the head and shoulders in the press and in congressional hearings by opponents who say that this was a Democratic hatchet job, that all this misinformation or agitprop is what led the FBI to begin its whole investigation into potential ties between the Trump camp and these Russian active measures. And the founders of this company, Fusion GPS, fired back in the New York Times quite strongly. They said Trump's Republican allies in Congress are more interested in defending him by beating up on them than actually looking to what they call credible allegations that there was cooperation and coordination between Trump aides and this Russian attack on the election. They also say they were shocked, and the British former intelligence officer they hired, Christopher Steele, was shocked about the things that he learned when he began to ask sources in Russia about connections between the Russian government and the Trump camp. NPR hasn't detailed what's in this dossier because, as you mentioned, it's unverified, but it does describe broadly a whole of government effort by the Russians to cultivate a relationship with Trump and his people. And if that's the case, again, that's a very big deal because it shows that there's fire underneath all the smoke about the Russian imbroglio.
Yeah. But Phil, just one quick more question about Fusion GPS. I mean, credibility is at the heart of every question regarding the investigation. And how much credibility does Fusion GPS have? I mean, they have refused to testify under oath before Congress.
That's right. That's the point that people made after this New York Times op-ed appeared. One who was a big campaigner for sanctions against Russian elites, Bill Browder, pointed out that Fusion GPS, at the same time it was researching Trump's Russia connections, was also advocating on behalf of Russian government positions to get those sanctions taken away from these Russian elites. And Senator Chuck Grassley, the head of the Judiciary Committee, said that he's had an open invitation for the leaders of Fusion GPS to come and talk in the open before his committee all along. And so their request in the New York Times for the House Intelligence Committee to release all the testimony that they've given behind closed doors really doesn't ring hollow, because when he tried to give a subpoena, the founder, Glenn Simpson, said he would invoke his Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate himself, and so he chose not to appear. We don't know where that's going to go, but there's definitely, as you said, a Hall of Mirrors aspect to this, where everyone involved is playing more than one game at any one time.
Right, and we've just got about 20 seconds here, but yesterday, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is announced that he's suing the Justice Department, saying the FBI probe has exceeded its mandate. Just got 10 seconds here. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's right. He said that Mueller has overstepped his bounds. The Justice Department says the suit is frivolous. So at this point, it's for a court to decide.
That's NPR's national security editor, Phil Ewing. Phil, thank you so very much.